Hi, I'm Wild Raccoon and I would like to welcome you to episode 29 of my show for the week of Monday, the 27th of September. To mark the fact that the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is on Thursday, I will be focusing on music from Indigenous musicians, such as William Taguna, Leland Bell, and Brian Davey, along with some poetry from Joseph Dandurand, and a recipe for Bannock. But we start this week with a song from the activist and storyteller, Willie Dunn, who often highlighted Aboriginal issues in his work. Born in Montreal, and of Mi'kmaq, Scottish and Irish descent. In the 1960s, Dunn became active in the North American folk scene. Here he is with Peruvian Dream.
Ha 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 Nou, beloofden het goed te komen leren, maar hoe ben ik toe van nou met daar?
Governatuk, an Inuit community in the northern region of Quebec during the early 1970s, that was Sukumiyat with Utirumavunga, and before that it was the northern Quebec band Sugluk with I Didn't Know. To continue this week's theme in Poetry Corner, we have a piece by Joseph Dandurand from Kwantlen First Nation in British Columbia. This is the first day. When I was five, I was put on a bus and sent to Catholic school, not unlike my mother who was five when she was put on a train and sent to residential school. Both feeling that gut feeling that this was not going to be a place we would like. My parents told my older sister to watch over me, but she had long ago grown to not like me, let alone protect me. As we waited to go in that first morning, a group of boys decided they did not like my brown skin. The biggest of them came at me, but I was prepared as I had already been beaten up when I was four, again because of the color of my skin. So the big kid and I scrapped, and soon the sisters were on us. We were sent down the hall as all the other kids in their glorious uniforms went down into the classrooms to begin their first day. The big kid and I were told to stand against a brick wall, and the main sister superior of all the sisters told us if we wished to punch, then punch the wall. So we did. As my five-year-old fist smashed against the wall and soon blood formed on my knuckles, and the superior smiled and praised the Lord. She told us that was enough, and I kept swinging as the big boy cried and said he was sorry. But I wasn't. The sister again told me to stop, and I threw one more punch at the wall for her and one more for Christ, who the whole time stared down from his cross. And that was the first day of my time with the Lord. Willie Thrasher used music as an outlet to advocate for Inuit and First Nations issues. He recorded both as a solo artist and a member of several bands, including the Cordals and Red Cedar. Here he is with Spirit Child.
Thank you. warriors, for all the ones who have died for the cause. The precious smoke is blown in four directions. Red gold throws tobacco on the fire. I had a vision that just don't have a meaning. Maybe I'm just blinded by today. I've seen some people laughing at the other, just because they were living their native way. That's why I say now we have an ugly spirit, and he walks around in a good disguise. He also comes in the color of our people. Oh yes he does. You can always see it in their eyes. Killing their man, killing their kind. I always wonder if they do mind. Killing their man, killing their kind. I always wonder if they do mind. Killing their man, killing their kind. I always wonder if they do mind. Killing their man, killing their kind. I always wonder if they do mind.
Before they're through,
originally from East Maine, Quebec. That was Lloyd Chichu with Winds of Change, and before that it was Killin' Your Mind by Willie Mitchell, who was born Percy Williams, in Malone, New York, after his Algonquin and Mohawk parents were turned away from a busy hospital in Cornwall, Ontario. If you have something that you would like me to play, or some poetry you would like to hear in Poetry Corner, then why not email it to me via wildraccoonshow@gmail.com, or tweet at me. You can find me at wildraccoon8. Originally from Moose Factory, Ontario, this is Lawrence Martin with I Got My Music.
Because she don't understand. She feels that love and life has passed her by, left her out in the cold. She feels was a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man who don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Your mom and dad try to help you, bring you happiness and love. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. Sunny days are feeling down, when he's around you're alive. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Still a young country girl, still have a lot to see in this world. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. For a man who don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself over a man who don't understand. Oh.
Were you just smart and do he know? 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 Do he know? Do he know? Just go and do he know? come yam jung muk se mak and do he no jung muk se mak and do he no and do he no do he no je gol nep ta den do he no do he no do he no je gol nep ta den
That was Indoino by Morley Loon, from Mistassini, Quebec, and before that it was Dreams of Ways by Brian Davey, who was born and raised in the Cree community of Moose Factory, Ontario. For this week's recipe, I'm going to break the rules a little bit by sharing how to make the most traditional of Indigenous Canadian baked goods, bannock. You will need 750 grams of flour, 6 tablespoons of baking powder, 875 milliliters of warmed milk, 60 milliliters of vegetable oil. Combine all of the ingredients together in a large bowl until dough comes together in a ball, making sure not to overmix, before turning out onto a baking sheet and shaping into an oval. Bake for around 30 minutes at 200 degrees Celsius and serve as you would any other bread. Up next is Little Feather by Peter Frank.
Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, 'cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling, some more moments for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land. Little flowers and daisy rails tickled our feet as we strolled along on that morning where little feathers mama slept. I was feeling very low, little feathers didn't know that heavy secret in my soul I always kept. I've been waiting for a year when he'd shed a morning tear for a mama that we lost at 24. It's not wrong to shed a tear, it's not wrong to share a tear as we sat by the squeaking swinging door. Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, 'cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling for a moment for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land.
Hey, place, this land, this earth. You seem to think this place your home. Do you treat it well? Well, settlers in this land, driving your wisdom down the street. You're missing points, 'cause you ain't been to Canada yet. Beauty babe, why do you hide that which some preserve? You make stash on some reserve. Make stash on some reserve.
In that set we heard Messenger from Leland Bell, who is best known as a painter, but he also identifies as a musician. Following that was Eric Landry, is a musician from Sudbury, Ontario, who has had only one song issued commercially, and that was it, Out of the Blue. Shingoose, or as his mother would know him, Curtis Johnny, was an Ojibwe singer-songwriter born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where he was a member of the Roseau River Anishinaabe First Nation. Here he is with Silver River.
There were rapids in a silver river. And shoals, shoals made of turquoise. River was silent, shoals were not visible. Silver was hidden, and the river had no bed. In the twilight, the sun still shone bright. And at midnight, the girl with sweet grass in her hair placed the silver river on a little finger and took the rapids to her.
There were rapids in the Silver River.
Was Inanaga by William Taguna, the singer-songwriter and longtime broadcaster for the CBC Northern Service in Couadjouac, Quebec. Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed today's selection of music, you can find these tracks, along with many others, by searching for Native North America Volume 1 on Bandcamp. originating as a duo comprising of Philippe McKenzie and Florent Vollant before joining forces with guitarist, percussionist and songwriter Bernard Fontaine. This is Group Folklorique Montanais, with Chacun Mock Chetutamix.